Blog Talk Radio.
Lalisa Show. I am your host, Coach Lalisa, the author of Release Your Power, that right now is sweeping the country. I tell you, I just sold a book to a woman down in Florida, and I can't wait for her to read it and to get her reaction. We are transforming lives all over the country. And eventually the world. We actually did sell a copy to our good friend over in Japan. So we are just pressing forward. But I have an awesome, awesome special treat for you today. I have an awesome guest on the show this morning. So I want to get right into my interview with this powerful, powerful young man. I want you to hear about some of his accomplishments. And more importantly, to learn how he did it. You know, we love to bring people here on the show that can give us some insider secrets to becoming a success in life, to transforming our lives, to becoming empowered to get done what we really want to do, the dreams and the passions that we have. Now, this young man tells me that he definitely has a passion, and he says that his passion is relationships. So we're going to definitely find out all about that, but he's a public speaker. He got involved with public speaking while doing a program at his high school for Toastmasters International, where he was one of the leadership speakers. He later became a youth minister at his church, at the Impact Church of the Woodlands, right outside of Houston. He also attended the Lone Star College in Houston, Texas, where he received an associate's degree in social work. Awesome, awesome. We congratulate him for that. Now, here's one of the reasons why we're so happy about his graduation. He finished his degree, get this, with a 3.25 GPA. That's like right up there. That's like, that's an A. I believe that's an A. So, you know, so you don't have to have a 4.0 just to get an A. You just have to be up there. So we are just excited about that for him. He also made the president's list for 3 straight years. That is amazing. Y'all, that is so amazing. Now, you might be saying, well, a lot of students make, you know, a high GPA. A lot of students, they reach the president's list. But this man did it in the face of a serious, serious learning challenge. He had a serious learning challenge. So I'm going to let him tell you all about that. He also has created a blog that not only is local and national, but international, with over 1,400 members from 30 different countries and 25 different states. I need y'all to put your hands together and help me welcome to the show Mr. Shawan Watson. Mr. Shawan Watson, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I tell you, you know what? You are a dynamite young man, and I am just excited about this, you know, having you here on the show. And, oh, boy, I can't wait to get started here, but I'm about to bring get you welcomed here the right way. Let's do this right. I want to hear some applause and some cheers for you being on this show. Right. Yes. Okay, everybody. That's our official welcome for Mr. Shawan Watson. Wow, you have done a lot, and you have accomplished a lot. You had this high GPA. You were on the president's list, member of Toastmasters International. You're a public speaker. I saw you. I met you on Facebook. I saw your picture. You don't look no more than about 19 or 20. And so I am certainly eager to find out how you accomplished all this in, you know, just your short time in your life. And then with the adversity academically, the educationally, the adversity that you experienced, I want you to tell us about that. But first, again, thank you for agreeing to come on to the Coach Lalisa Show and share with us on today.
That's no problem. I'm just glad and honored to be on the show, and I'm thankful for that.
Well, you have a website. I've been to your website. I see you have, you know, you have some of your samples of you speaking. When you say you're a motivational speaker, you absolutely are motivating. I checked out your videos, absolutely motivating. And tell us, when did you graduate high school?
I graduated high school in 2004.
Okay, wonderful. So I knew you were young. You didn't have to tell us your age, because most of us can, you know, kind of ascertain that based on the year that you graduated. Wow. So not too long ago, you know, graduating just 8 years ago. That's not that long compared to a person like me who graduated about 30 years ago. And so relatively young, but you've done so much. I've gone to get your associate's degree in social work. And you're going to tell us why you chose social work as a degree. Now, we only have about 25 minutes, if not even that, left to the show. So we want to get as much in as we can, because it's just a half-hour show. But certainly tell us about, I know you said relationships is your passion, and that would be great for you to come on and talk about relationships. And I think that would be great if we talk about that maybe the next time we have you on, because we definitely want to have you back. Hopefully you'll be able to come back, if you can, next Thursday as well.
Yes.
But, and maybe we'll schedule you for a few Thursdays, you know, if that's a good day for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have you just do like a little series, and we can go over, you know, break this relationship thing down, because I love hearing from the young people about relationship issues because, you know, they struggle with stuff differently than what I had to struggle with when I was a teenager or a young woman dealing with relationships. I would think today the climate is just totally different. But the other side of your life, getting over this challenge, tell us what that challenge was, how it impacted your life as a teen, as a student, in your family, and just, you know, tell us about that, and then we'll go on from there.
Well, I could tell you early on, it had a lot of effects on me because of the learning disability that I had. I didn't have any confidence, really, to, you know, build friendships. I felt different. Most of the kids treated me different. I was called names. I was called stupid, dumb, slow, retarded, you know, those different names like that. At the time when I was first diagnosed with the disorder, the school system wasn't really doing a great job as far as, you know, helping me through the process. Back then, teachers were, you know, labeling you more as lazy than a learning disability. And at that time, I was, you know, taking classes in a separate resource room compared to the other students. And that's a lot of times that's how I had trouble because they would always ask me, where am I going? And just saying that I'm so different. But I just have, I mean, as far as overcoming that, I just have to just thank God and really just thank my family, you know, for really being there and supporting me. And definitely, I really have to thank, you know, other than my family, I really have to thank my mentor. My mentor really told me, you know, a lot of good information. You know, he really helped me and gave me the tools that I needed to get over that learning disability. And I can honestly say today that, you know, those are the tools I still use today. One of the tools he told me was attention, retention, recall. And those are the terms that I use in finishing up in college as far as getting on the dean's list. And you know, I'm still using that today in life. And I'm trying to teach other young people that as well as other people in general. And that's really how I've overcome my learning disability. And I really don't look at it as an embarrassment. I look at it as something that I dealt with and something that I overcame.
Mm-hmm. And how did you, how old were you when you were first diagnosed with this situation?
Well, actually, I was 6 years old. I was in the first grade when I was diagnosed, and you know they put you through a number of different tests, and you know the test scores weren't very high. I struggled at the time with the reading and comprehension, and just being able to do basic things I couldn't do at the time, and that's when I was diagnosed with it, and you know took me a while to really get past it.
And did this make you frustrated in any kind of way? Did you ever get to a point where you just, you know, cried out to God, like, why me? Did you ever want to give up?
Well, at the time, I could say I was frustrated. You know, it didn't make it easy, you know, as far as getting teased and stuff like that, because I was always labeled for something. I mean, I've been labeled so many different times, you know, for being, you know, slow and all these different things like that. But then, you know, my way out of that, you know, was finding the game of basketball. That really, you know, helped me to really overcome this and also to learn to build friendships.
So you built friendships through basketball.
I built friendships through basketball because a lot of the kids saw me as being different in the classroom as far as not being able to understand the material. But when I was able to play the game of basketball with them, they saw how similar I was to them. They didn't no longer see me as that kid that was different, that kid that was slow and stupid and all those different things like that. They saw me as a friend.
And where was this at? Where did you go to school at as a child?
Well, I'm originally from San Diego, California, and a lot of my childhood was spent in San Diego, and then I, you know, moved on to different places as far as, you know, Germany and you know, school was there and you know, still dealing with the disability, you know, through high school, probably my
It's breaking up a little. Yeah, it's breaking up a little bit. So we really, I lost you after you said you you said San Diego. I heard that.
Yeah. I spent most of my childhood in San Diego, and then I started moving to Korea, and also later on in Germany. And
how did you end up moving to all these countries? Are you military?
Well, my dad, he was, ex-military, and, you know how it is in the military, you pretty much, get opportunities to, see different parts of the world.
Okay, because I was wondering how the kid just pop up in Germany and all these other places.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and now, did you find any differences in the way children treated you here in the United States versus other countries?
Well, see, that's the thing. I was even in Germany and Korea, I was still around Americans. I was actually on the military base.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, at that time, I was starting to finally build confidence, self-confidence. And kids started treating me better because I started feeling better by myself.
Hmm. So do you think that is something that you convey? And I know you're a public speaker now, and again, congratulations. Is that something you convey when you go out and speak to youth at various schools and high schools?
Well, as far as when I'm speaking, I really feel that the most important thing, is self-confidence and believing in yourself. Because a lot of times, people can believe in you, people can support you, but you really, at the end of the day, you really have to have the most belief and the most faith in what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so how big of a issue is it where children feel this lack of self-confidence, and whether it be some kind of label that was given to them because of a learning disability, or whether it's a label based on their financial or economic status, or their race, or their color, their creed, or what have you, their dress, their appearance. How big of an issue do you think this is amongst young people, just in general?
Well, I can honestly say that it was a big issue, early, for me, probably, mid 90s, maybe early 2000s, but I think it's starting to kind of get a little bit better. I know as far as the way people dressed and those kind of things like that, they started having more schools, wearing uniforms, and that was the reason for that, because a lot of students couldn't afford those, big name brands, so they started having kids wear uniforms so that everybody can be uniform.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's getting better.
Mm-hmm. Well, so now as a student in the field of social work, what are some of your goals in terms of that degree?
Well, basically my degree is based on just going out there, helping students and trying to pass messages on them as far as teaching them the value of giving back to their community. Really just trying to counsel them, as far as what their goals are in life, what's their path, trying to help them to find their purpose in life, because, a lot of times we ask a lot of questions, and a lot of questions are, why am I here and what is my purpose? And I just try to help them to understand and try to figure out ways and strategies to find out their purpose. Because once they find out their purpose, it'll motivate them to want to work even harder.
Well, I perceive that you're absolutely onto something there, and it's so good. And I definitely want to continue to encourage you in, your work and your endeavor. I know here, I don't know what the situations are, down there in Houston, but here in New Jersey, there's a lot going on that it seems to me like they are in dire straits, so to speak, and they need someone like you to talk to these young people. to keep them focused on living their purpose, finding their passion, tapping into their greatness. And I love, you know, doing this kind of work myself, but I also enjoy when young people can also stand up and say these things to other young people, because sometimes, you know, students do place a lot more weight on people within their own peer group. Do you find that, to be the case as well?
Yeah, I do, and that's why I really try to pass the message on that it is so important to have a mentor. You know, there's so many negative people, you know, coming around us. And I think it really helps when we have a mentor. It doesn't have to be someone the same age as us, but it's someone who really, you know, believes in us, someone who's really going to, you know, make us accountable, you know, because if you have someone who's not making you accountable sometimes, that's not really benefiting you.
Okay, so having someone around them to make them accountable, empowering them, definitely sounds awesome. Sounds great. I tell you, I am I'm very excited to have you come on the show to share with us your work, what you're doing as a motivational speaker, as a social work. Again, give us your website and how people can get in touch with you. And I think you also have a new book coming out. Is that correct?
Yeah, the book is actually coming soon. I'm not really sure, quite sure on the details yet, because I still have a few, editing things I need to really correct and everything like that. But it will be coming out soon. When I find out the exact information, I will definitely have it posted where people can be able to, you know, go on there and take a look. My website is actually. It's actually Shawn, Shawon, A Watson, .Yola, Yola, .site, .com.
Okay, so Shawon.
Mm-hmm. And then small a.
Watson. .Yola.
.Yola site.
Oh, Yola site is one word.
Yeah, YolaSite.com.
Okay, YolaSite.com. Okay, if I had put it, let's see, because I was... Okay, so this is the website where people can... they can connect with you. They can find out about how to get you as a speaker. So are you doing speaking now? Is that something that... is your goal, and what do you want to speak on?
Well, actually, let me tell you too that that's one of the ways they can also connect with me on Facebook.
Okay.
You can just type in my name, Shawn A. Watson, on Facebook, and you can connect with me. And you can also join my blog group called BWPA.
Okay. So we want to definitely, you know, just welcome everyone to the show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Is there anyone that you would like to say good morning to, give a shout out to, or someone that may, I notice a couple of your friends on your page said they would go back and listen to the link, and they certainly can. Shortly after 9:30, the link will be available, so you can just pass that link on, and a person can go there and listen to the show.
Well, I can say I really don't have one person to really say a shout out to. I just want to just say a shout out to everyone, and that may sound kind of vague a little bit, but it hasn't been just one person that's been supporting me on this. It's been a little bit of everybody. Everyone supporting me and just giving me their feedback, and it means so much. And I just wanted to say thank you to them this morning. You know, it's a blessing.
Yes, and who would you say has been the biggest influence, or what has made the most impact in terms of you? And now I know you said you're a minister. Also, can you just talk about that for a minute as well?
Well, the youth ministry is something I've been doing for 2 years at my church. It was just something that I wanted to really volunteer and start doing. My position has started to kind of grow a little bit because it started off as kind of just being more of an intern, and now I'm actually, you know, doing Sunday school teachings and things like that with, you know, high school age and also some sixth and eighth grade.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And what's next for, well, I know you're going to come back on, so definitely want to let people know you're going to come back on. And yes, but just kind of give us a teaser as to some of your relationship talk.
Well, lately I've really been talking about just I'm really trying to get people to realize the positive side of relationships. I mean, relationships are, I'm not going to lie, relationships are hard. But there is love out there I really believe there is love out there for everyone. I know people have gone through more relationship issues than others, but at the end of the day, when we find that one special one that God created for us, it's gonna make those issues, you know, seem a lot better than what they really were. And, you know, I'm just really just talking on the positive side because I'm just trying to encourage people to this. Don't close your heart, because I feel a closed heart don't get fed. So you gotta just keep pursuing.
Okay. Well, I see on your website that some of your expertise lies in the areas of overcoming obstacles. I would definitely say you got that one down, Pat, because you had to overcome the obstacle of being labeled with dyslexia, and then having to go through all of the challenges I'm sure that the school systems put you through just in order for you to keep up and then graduate and then get yourself into college, graduate with one degree, and now probably who knows how many more you'll go and get, you know. But also I see how you talk about applying sports to your life, to a person's life, and then networking. Now, what does it mean here, temptation?
A lot of times when I'm talking to, I have spoken to a few, you know, youth nonprofit organizations, and when I talk about temptation, a lot of times temptation kind of gets more into the focus, and I'm just really just talking about just making smart decisions, because a lot of times, you know, teens and everything like that, you know, the peers that they have sometimes can be very tempting. You know, they can think that something that someone is doing is cool, but they don't realize the long-term effects of that temptation that they're thinking about pursuing. And
well,
I'm just trying to just have them to think about it before they do it.
Well, that's awesome, because somebody needs to tell them about that. But I want to know, because we only have about 90 seconds for you to get this point in, how did you know about, because you're still very young to me, how did you know at such an early age, it appears, about this long-term effect of making a bad decision now? How did you find out about that?
Well, I just have to tell you, even though I'm young, 25, I've never been the type of person to just hang around people my own age. From a young age, I was hanging around adults, and I learned so much information, you know, at a younger age that I was able to apply to not only myself, but I was able to apply to, you know, people my own age. And I truly believe, you know, some of the teachings that I was taught, and that's how I've been able to, you know, learn this early, and you know, I'm still learning information from even, you know, some of my mentors that I have now.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm just letting people know that I'm glad and very proud to be just even considered amongst those that would mentor you. Mr. Shawan, Mr. Shawan, and I'm so glad that, you know, I'm not quite sure exactly how we met on Facebook. I initially thought that you were one of my stepdaughter's students, because she's a guidance counselor, and, you know, she has a page on here, and sometimes I make posts on her page, or we might connect. So, but I see that I don't think I know you from anywhere. Texas, you've been traveling around, and I'm not sure how we became friends. Do you?
Well, I'm really not quite sure, but I can honestly say that, you know, God has a way of putting people around us. I can honestly say that, you know, positive people, people who are going in the same direction or who are already in that direction already.
Yes, I definitely believe. Definitely believe that. So we just have, like I said, just a few seconds left. But I really appreciate you saying that. So, yes, God does put us in the right place, and he does put us around people. Again, I'm amazed at how he does stuff, how he hooks people up. But, again, I am truly honored to be considered someone that you would, you know, look to for some type of mentoring or in the areas that I could help with speaking. Just be someone there to encourage you, to say, you know, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you overcoming the challenge that you had to overcome, keeping your head up, you know, putting forth your best, you know, taking all those hits every time someone laughed at you or talked about you or put you down or looked at you funny, you know, the fact that you took it like a man, you know, and you lived with it and you dealt with it. I'm so godly proud of you and happy for you. And I just want, and again, when you, you know, reached out to me on Facebook and I went to your website and I thought, wow, you know, this young man is awesome. Yeah, this is someone that I would be honored to be associated with, to help, to encourage. And I just, you know, thank God for your parents and all that they've done and your church family and all the members and all your blog friends. And you know, and you're so young, you're going to do such an awesome work. We just pray your strength. Pray, you know, God continues, you know, with your health, and he just takes you to higher and higher and higher. Sean, and we thank God for you. So we're going to have you back to get more into this relationship thing. Talk, you know, that I told you that's one of the areas that I like talking about as well, talking about the breakup, and I certainly got some questions for you on that. And again, we're so happy that you tuned in. To those of you who tuned in to listen, for those who will go back and listen to the archive, you know you can get him on his website. You can go to shaunawatson.yolasite.com, and you can connect with this young man. You can connect with him right there on Facebook. You know, we got to support our young people. And we can learn stuff from our young people, too, now. Don't get it twisted. So we definitely want to just remind everyone that the show is on Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we'll see you back here tomorrow morning. Sean, have a wonderful, awesome, great day. Go out there. Continue to motivate the masses and empower everyone.
Thank you very much.
Oh, no, thank you for being a guest on the show. Okay, everyone, that's all we have time for today. We'll see you back.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment.
So,
the Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up. Because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.